Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us on your PC or Mac, straight from our website. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher. And, as always, thank you for the love on Pinterest. Seems like Google really likes Pinterest, too. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, is it not? More on that in a few minutes. It's good to have you here. And, by the way, we're coming soon to your Android device via Google Play, which you can listen to while you get to know the new, improved Google Plus. Yep, that's what we're talking about today. You heard me right. Google has brought back, or rather redesigned, Google Plus. Now, I'm sure you probably notice if you have a Google account, most people, I mean, majority of us do. With all the talk about Google Plus going away, becoming obsolete or whatever, you probably noticed it never really went away. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Google Plus isn't a real threat to Facebook. It really never has been. But it's way more successful than Google Buzz or Google Buzz or Google Wave ever were. And it has evolved right in front of us into the separation that we now see between Google Plus and Google My Business. Now, incidentally, we're going to have our social media swami, Chris Bradley, on here soon to discuss the new Google Plus in a little more detail and share his insights. And thank you, Chris, for alerting me to this in the first place. We'll have him in to discuss more of the hows and whys of using the new Google Plus platform. Meanwhile, today it's more about the conceptual understanding of why Google never really got rid of Google Plus and is trying to get us all to use it more again. Now, just a few months ago, Google went through a process of kind of devaluing Google Plus on the business side. It started with Google no following Google Plus profile links back in February and culminated with them dropping Google Plus links and reviews completely back in September. Now, keep in mind, this is Google Plus, not Google My Business. These things happen for a reason, and the reason is pretty clear. Google wants clear delineation between Google Plus and Google My Business. That's not to say that Google Plus is irrelevant for your business, and that's why I'm talking about it on this week's podcast and why Chris will be back to give further insight on the business social side. See, the mistake that many business owners and indeed some experts have made is that they assumed that Google Plus was heading toward either true elimination or obsolescence because Google has been basically flotsam and jetsaming parts of Google Plus for years, including pulling out photos and not forcing you to use Google Plus when you use other Google services. Disconnecting it, if you will. Never assume, because you know what happens when you assume. You're supposing something to be the truth without actual proof. When you think about it, though, whether by design or by mistake, the veritable force feeding of Google Plus to all Google users for a few years did succeed in getting them more committed users than they had ever seen in the past, which has to be deemed at least somewhat of a success. It did, however, tick off enough users that Google decided to do their gradual disconnection, if you will, And that leads me to believe that the whole force feeding of Google Plus to Google users to begin with was in fact by design, especially since in this process, Google also parted ways with Vic Gundotra, the man who apparently spearheaded the force feeding idea to begin with. So basically, this whole process has gotten Google to the point of creating more options since they've had at least a modicum of success with Google+. As a business owner or manager, you now have Google My Business for your business profile, and Google+ is strictly social. Even the new logo for it is softer. The official announcement on November 17th was on Google's very own Google Plus page. Go figure. And it said the new Google Plus is all about the stuff you're into and people who get you. We can't wait for you to start exploring. A former Google Plus employee was quoted on numerous websites, including Recode.net, as describing the redesigned platform as being kind of like Pinterest meets Reddit. And they went on to describe it as a visual cacophony without much rhyme or reason. Well, there is rhyme and reason to it. It may not be apparent at first glance, but the rhyme and reason really starts with sharing. First and foremost, there is an end game here, which I will get to here in just a few minutes. But the main rhyme or reason starts with sharing. And this is just the beginning of the next phase of its evolution. Because of this separation of the business and the personal with the Google Plus and Google My Business platforms, it can potentially give more relevance to your authorship and author rank, for one thing. I mean, you remember some time back, authorship was removed. A lot of people were up in arms about that. And that was mostly about the fact that the pictures associated with it were slowing down mobile search results. So, Google removed that. There was, some work that needed to be done. But, all this is coming back now. I've always referred to Google as the Bing of social media because Google is the undisputed leader amongst the search engines. But no matter what they've done, they play second fiddle to their coveted position of Facebook as the undisputed leader of social media platforms. And indeed, the main reason for Google Plus was that they wanted to build a social media product to rival and possibly overtake Facebook. Heck, when you think about it, they were working on Buzz and Wave back when Facebook was still relatively new. They saw the potential there, and they wanted to get in on it. They were late, and as a result, they will probably always play second fiddle to Facebook in this way, but it won't keep them from trying to create their own version where they can get part of that, get at least some kind of market share there. A huge lesson Google learned, though, and this has a lot to do with Pinterest, is that social clicks, and I'm talking about social clicks with a Q, like high school clicks and college clicks. Social clicks are alive and well online, and they're sharing pictures. Lots of them. The new Google Plus is very visual, very driven by pictures, images. Sharing I am kind of hungry, but I'll have to wait a few minutes. Sharing amongst niche groups in Google Plus has been the main area of success. Photo sharing in particular. So the new Google Plus places more emphasis on that, more emphasis on photos, which is the reason for the Pinterest comparison. I must give Chris Bradley props for observing, a couple, 3 months back before the official launch, and I quote, "It looks like Google is trying to turn Google Plus into something like Pinterest." Indeed, that influence is there in the redesign, no doubt about it. Now, in addition, Google wants to make the new Plus more mobile-oriented, because they recognize the importance of streams. Thanks to Facebook and particularly Twitter and Snapchat, because they are diverting people's attention away from the mighty Oz that is Google. At the end of the day, though, and this is painfully obvious with Google, and here comes the end game. You ready for a big surprise? It all comes down to money. It's money at the end of the day that's driving all this. Why exactly is Google investing so much time and therefore so much money to pay for that time in this project with the research and development? It's money. They've invested a lot of money into this, so they're looking for their return on investment. You see, they recognize the importance of streams because half of their work has been done for them. And that goes for all advertisers. I mean, think about it. Advertisers love streams. Because when streams are built around common interests, whoop, there it is. There's your target audience. There's your demographic group. And all of these groups, all of these target audiences, have done half of the advertiser's work for them. And see, we're dividing ourselves into these groups. So all advertisers have to do is target the right group. I love and hate this concept almost equally. On the one hand, I'm not really in favor of invading social media with ads. And I just don't like the idea that our natural tendency to gravitate towards others with common interests is being basically exploited by advertisers. On the other hand, though, this kind of targeting creates a more personal ad experience that most people seem to accept. It's been surprising in a lot of ways, but most people seem to accept this. Because more and more they're seeing ads about products that really are of interest to them. And, you know, and therefore they're not being inundated with, I don't know, obnoxious used car ads or say, well, here's one. Say a committed vegetarian is constantly getting ads for Five Guys or In-N-Out Burger. They have no interest in that. And really, even if a burger place offers a vegetarian burger, do they really want to target a niche group of vegetarians? Or in the case of Google Plus, a circle? You know, 99% of their menu is meat. So they're going to have an offering there, but that's not necessarily their target group. Now, a vegetarian-oriented restaurant, absolutely. Now, the process is far from perfected at this point, but this is where it's going. They haven't done it yet, but don't be surprised if a Google Plus ad product shows up in the coming months. Thank you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, straight from the website, and coming soon to Google Play. Thank you for the love on Pinterest, and thank you for your questions. Keep them coming on our Facebook page, through our website, minddevelopmentanddesign.com, and by email at info@mind.com. See you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.